Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Welcome to episode 65 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And it's a how-to this week, where Kelvin locks himself into a small room and brain dumps on some useful topic for internet marketing. And this week, it's the security of CMS systems. All coming up on Internet Marketing.
In this episode of Internet Marketing, I wanted to take a slightly different approach to what we normally do when we're doing the show. We talk about very often all the exciting and interesting things you can be doing online to promote your business. And quite often we recommend creating new websites or blogs or any of those kind of types of new websites that you can build. And more often than not, we recommend WordPress and Joomla as two of the systems you can use to produce those websites quickly and easily that allow you to concentrate on the content, which is what people are most interested in when it comes to online marketing. But WordPress and Joomla are both open source, which means you don't have to pay for them in the same way you would for traditional CMS there. And that means that they're collaborated on by hundreds of thousands of developers all working together to try and make those CMSs work very well. And that's brilliant, because that open source means that there's no one commercial organization behind it who are out there to rip people off. And it also means that the community has quite a big say in how the products are developed. So WordPress, really is good at appealing to bloggers, because the bloggers are involved in the development of the product, as it were, in a way that you don't normally get with commercial products. And Joomla is similar in that sense as well. But what this does mean is that quite often additional functionality is provided to these websites using plugins in WordPress, they're known as, and extensions. And these are great. And this is actually what makes these CMSs as good as they actually are, is that any potential problem or situation or thing you would want to add onto your website, there is probably a WordPress plugin or extension that does that. I mean, a couple of the common ones that we use is we use PodPress on the on the podcast, that adds a player to the end of our RSS feed, so, and deals with all the kind of file behind that. That's one great plugin there. The all-in-one SEO plugin for WordPress, or the SEF URL plugin for Joomla, deal with making your title, allow you to edit your title tags manually, which most CMSs don't allow you to do. There's all these great bits of plugins there, but what it does mean is you've got thousands or millions of people using these CMSs. You've got loads of developers using it, building all different bits of functionality on some better than others. And what it does mean is that in some situations, these CMSs or blogging pieces of software, while very, very powerful, do have quite big security flaws. And I'm speaking from experience here. We've had a few problems with a few of the installs that we've had on of Joomla and WordPress over the last couple of months. And I wanted to share with you some top security tips that you can avoid getting hacked or having the problems that you could potentially have from these systems. So a bit of a departure from the usual marketing thing we're talking about, but more often than not, if you're an independent marketer, you're going to be producing these kind of projects that are built on these CMSs. more often than not, you might not have the technical experience that someone who works exclusively with web development would have. And that's brilliant. And that makes you able to do all kinds of things that a techie person might not think to do in terms of the creative ideas that you'll come up with. But that does mean you're going to have a weakness on some of these best practice security ideas that you might need to do. So I'm going to run through some ideas of ways that you can do that, because really that's really important. So what happened in our case is they got into an old install of Joomla, and then were able to get in the server and edit various different installations that occurred there. What they were trying to do, which is really clever and well worth looking out for, is what they were doing was kind of cloaking. And cloaking is where you show the search engine something different to what you show the user. So initially on these websites, you could visit them as a human being and you wouldn't see anything untoward at all whatsoever these websites. However, if you looked at the Google cache of your site, so you can do that by if you search for a website and there's a little link there in blue that says cached, that will show you the last version and what Google sees of your web page. So well worth looking at that anyway. But if you looked at that cached version, you would see all kinds of links to all kinds of dodgy websites that were there. So you can actually have been hacked and not even necessarily realize that that's the case. So here are some of my top tips that you can do to make sure that you have a safe and secure WordPress or Joomla install. This applies to all CMSs really in a lot of cases, but these two are the most popular and therefore the most prone to be hacked. It's a bit like Macs versus PCs. Part of the reasons Macs don't get the same kind of viruses that you get on PCs is there's just not so many of them. Whereas WordPress and Joomla are two of the most popular CMSs in the world, which means they're far more prone to attack. But what I will say is all the developers working on them are doing their best to try and avoid every problem as it comes up. There's always going to be exploits and they're always trying to update them as quickly as they can to avoid them. And yeah, my first tip is to stay updated. It's simple. We all know we should be doing it. We all should. You get your pop-up in WordPress. Sometimes it says there's a new version, the same in Joomla. And then we leave it for a few weeks and then we forget about it. And then we go on holiday and then it's been a month. Now, it may seem like a chore. There's some plugins and extensions out there that will do it automatically. But do it, because it's very easy to quickly get behind. And quite often when these updates are being rolled out, it's because there's a serious security flaw. And the more high profile and the more trusted and the more traffic your website's getting, the more likely it is to fall prone to these kind of attacks. So stay updated. As soon as you see that in there, make sure it's updated. Don't leave it a week to get around to it. Another one as well is making your folders unwritable. Now, a lot of plugins and the like encourage you to make folders writable so they can upload content to the site. So you might have a video plugin that wants to upload videos, or a all kinds of little plugins that require to be able to write to the server. Now, you can do that, but be aware that that makes it easier for users to hack. So there's it's kind of known as CMOD in FTP. In your FTP program, you'll be able to set the CMOD kind of protocol for each folder of your site. And what that allows you to do is to set who can read it, who can write to it, and who can edit it, and all these kind of things, really. So it's kind of like a system where there's three elements you can edit there. Now, you want to make all of it, and you can set whether it's public, private, all these kind of things. Don't edit these and make everything available to everyone, because that's what will let you get hacked. And be aware that unless you really, really want to, don't even make any of it remotely editable. Because it's these kind of exploits that the hackers will find in one folder, get into your whole site, and then be able to make real big changes there. The other thing is to keep your plugins updated, or your extensions if you're using Joomla. Each of these pieces of code that give you the extra functionality, so they'll send an email whenever someone leaves a comment, or they'll handle your Google Analytics code for the whole site, or they'll give you a calendar plugin, or they'll give you a review functionality. There's thousands of really great plugins out there, but they're all maintained by people individually. Sometimes they get forgotten about, and you'll still be using it. It'll be working perfectly well, but someone hacks it. They find an exploit that they can in it. And then that person updates that plugin to correct it, and then if you don't, you still got the exploit on your site there. So don't just keep the main CMS updated. Keep the plugins and extensions updated as much as you possibly can as well. Next tip is to use a decent password. You would be amazed the number of people who will spend days and days and days coming up with an inventive alphanumeric password for their laptop that no one ever else can really get into unless they physically sat in front of it. But yet give their username and password for their blog as password, or their second name, or the name of their pet. Basically, any word that's in the dictionary should really already be a no-go anyway, because they can just keep requesting it until they get that right. So try and use ones that mix up numbers and figures. And try and keep it different across websites as well, because what you don't want to find is some websites you're kind of a bit more willing with the password you give out. You know, you'll put it, if you use the password on a little forum or whatever it is, or a kind of, you might get phished on Facebook or whatever. If you're using that same password then for all of your sites and every, you know, everything you're using for, you're really open then. So don't let the fact that you've had a little mishap on one website affect your really important money-making marketing website. So try and make them alphanumeric to start with, and ideally not dictionary words at all in those kind of combinations there. Another thing that's interesting to do is you've got in each install of Joomla or WordPress, there's particular folders where the CMS data is held. So that might be like your plugins folder or your WP content folder or whatever it is, that's these various places you've got things uploaded to the server. If you don't put any index file in that folder, anyone who navigates to them can see all the folders that are in there. So if you imagine WordPress and Joomla, they've all got exactly the same structure. So I could, if you've not got an index file in there, I can go to yourdomain.com/ WP content / plugins and see every plugin you've got there. So as we were talking about, plugins are quite often a source of exploits. So if they can see what plugins you've got, they're going to have a much better idea if they're able to hack your site. So what I say there is, in each of those sort of like CMS folders, if you don't already have an index.html.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Now, file there, create a blank one and just upload it and leave it there. You don't need to worry about it. You'll still be able to access it all via the FTP and that kind of thing, but it won't allow anyone externally to see what you've got in those folders. So yeah, create empty HTML files for all the major directories of the CMS. Another tip that's really good, that this has come from Matt Cutts, head of Google's web spam division. And he says to remove the meta tags that you get in your header file that say which version of the CMS you are on. So we've talked about staying updated, and we should always try and do that, but sometimes you might forget. Now, if you've forgotten, you've got a great big signal, a flashlight, telling the potential hackers what version of your site you've got. So if you're a couple of versions out of date, they can kind of find these sites that say that, and then they can really go for you. So, you know, staying updated is always the best solution, But a nice workaround is to try and not make it easy for people to know what version you're running. So that's a simple edit in your template header file that you can do there that just removes the reference to that. Takes 10 seconds, and even if it doesn't work, there's small chance it might. It makes it so worth that little bit of effort that's required there as well. Another idea that can work quite well is when you set up your account, and with Joomla and WordPress, you can give admin access to different usernames. But by default, there will always be kind of an administrator username there. So in WordPress, it's called admin normally. Once you've set up your account and create another username that might be your first name or, you know, the manager or whatever it is that you're using as your kind of login there, give that admin access, then delete the one that's known as admin. Because if you bear in mind, when someone's trying to hack into these systems, there's two things they've got to guess. They've got to guess your password, and we've talked about making that more complicated. But if you can make the first one, your username, harder to guess as well, then you're making it even harder for anyone to get in. So if you use admin or administrator, they've already guessed that one. That's very easy for them to go for, and then they've only got to work out the password. If you can increase it to two variables, it suddenly becomes a lot more complicated for anyone to sneak in that way. Also, both WordPress Joomla and all PHP based CMSs rely on MySQL databases. And normally this is something that if you've set up these websites, you just kind of set up your config file, you create the database, and then you don't worry anymore about it. And that's what makes them brilliant. But if you are trying to lock down the security of your site because you really don't want to get hacked, you can change some of the prefixes that are used in the MySQL database to avoid what is known as SQL injection, where someone externally is able to add fields to your MySQL database, which then puts data on your website that you wouldn't want. Now, WordPress uses the admin WP in all its table files that it uses in that database, and Joomla uses JOS, I think, off the top of my head, on that one there. You can it's quite easy to remove these. This is a little bit more complicated and you might need to get someone from your technical team to help you out here. But if you are going through this full checklist of trying to make it as secure as possible, that's another top tip there for one way to reduce the risk somewhat. Another one, which I think is good to think about, is you can use htaccess files. And htaccess files quite often are used for like 301 redirects and all these kind of things. But basically, it's just a simple text file that can tell a browser quite a lot about what they're allowed to access, what they're not allowed to access, what should be where, and what all that kind of type of thing. But you can use this to only allow certain IP addresses to access certain files of your server. So if I want to log into WordPress, I type in domain.com/WP-admin. And I can, using an htaccess file, and I'll give you a link to a page that talks about how to do this in the show notes. So you can restrict that to only certain IP addresses. So you know that there's one office here, there's another office in London, and you know maybe your home address. You can restrict it so only people using those IP addresses can access that page and then be able to log into the site. Not foolproof, but worth considering. But this one is one to say that there are some downsides to this. I know I've been in situations where I've been have had this type of situation in place where you can only access a CMS from a certain IP address. I've been out at a conference, a client's had this in place, and then I've not been able to go and make the changes that they needed made that day because I've been in a different physical location that makes that difficult there as well. And then you can also delete unused plugins and extensions. I am absolutely terrible for this. I'm kind of a bit of a magpie when it comes to plugins and extensions, where I'm always looking for a new one. I'll try it out, say, wow, that's amazing. Upload it, have a bit of a play, and say, well, actually, that's not really what I'm looking for. Deactivate it, and then just leave it there. Now, again, that's a little bit like leaving your keys on the windowsill of your house, where you're saying, okay, look, just smash this window here, and you'll be able to get in nicely. Delete any unused plugins or extensions that you've got on your Joomla or WordPress install because, you know, they're potential entry points for hackers there as well. And also, another thing which I'll add a link to in the show notes is a clever little trick from Patrick Altoff at blogstorm.co.uk, which is one of my favourite blogs. Basically, he most of the reasons that people will hack a website is for, unfortunately, SEO reasons. And as much as I'm a big advocate of SEO, this is terrible that people do this. And what they'll do is they'll hack into your site and then fill your pages with links to their site. So what they're trying to do is trick Google into thinking that you, as a legitimate business website, are linking to their dodgy, normally pharmacy, but sometimes casino, sometimes pornography, all kinds of different types of things that they'll potentially be wanting to link to. Now, and they're all doing that for links. And one quick way to, and clever actually, I'm really, you know, it's simple but works really well, is to set up a Google Alert. And if you've never used Google Alerts before, basically they're just a little tool that Google provides that allow you to monitor for when certain keywords are indexed. So the normal use is you put in your personal name, and then whenever someone mentions you online, Google will email you and let you know. And if you aren't doing that already, I'd go to google.com/alerts and set that one up instantaneously. Really good to know whether people are saying nice things about you, people are saying bad things about you, if someone with the same name as you is up to something that you probably want to know about. And it is worth doing as well, because I did a course recently. A chat was there and we were talking about Google Alerts. And via a Google Alert, he had found out that someone by the same name as his wife had been charged as a teacher having naughty relationships with a young male pupil of hers. So she then went on a bit of an online reputation management thing where she was kind of promoting her websites there and showing how she was a different person to the person in question there. So anyway, going back to the security side of things, what you can do is you can use site:, where you, that is restricting to only pages on your website. So you put site:, yourdomainname.com. So I put site:, internetmarketingpodcast.org. So that's the first bit of the query I put in, and then the keywords. And what you're doing here is you're adding from where those words appear on your site. And you want to use ones that you wouldn't normally use. So if you're the kind of site that would never mention Viagra, you could go site:, internetmarketingpodcast.org, put a space, then put Viagra in. And then whenever Google find a page on that website that mentions the word Viagra, they'll send you a link to it. And this is really clever, because if you don't mention those words, you'll then pop up when Google have found that you've been hacked and that word's been injected into your site. Now, worth noting, this is really good as a way, it's sort of like a fail-safe way to see if you've been hacked. But if Google have already found you, you might already be suffering the downsides of any potential penalty that they might give you for including these links. So, yeah, definitely a good sort of backup plan to keep track of it. But what I will say is all these things are really important, not only because you don't want to be hacked because it will give your customers a really bad experience, but if Google see you as a site that's been hacked, you're going to find it a lot harder to rank. So yeah, there's my top tips for WordPress and Joomla security. Keep your version of the CMS updated. Make your folders unwritable using CMod. Keep plugins updated and only use those that you trust. Use a really good password that's alphanumeric. Put empty index.html files in all the major directories of your server. Remove the meta tag, which mentions the version of the site. Delete the admin account once you've set up another one with administrator rights. Change the prefix in your MySQL database for WordPress or Joomla. Only allow CMS access from certain IP addresses. Delete unused plugins and extensions, and set up a Google alert to look for common spam keywords being indexed by Google on your site.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150, and you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.